You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Afghanistan has emerged as very, very difficult this year. It was more difficult last year than the previous year and so forth. And so the trends are, again, are in the wrong direction. That has to be addressed.
That's General David Petraeus speaking about the war on Afghanistan. And indeed, the Bush administration is reviewing its policies on the war there in Afghanistan as the number of Taliban and al-Qaeda attacks increase against NATO. Today, we take a look at an argument made in this month's Atlantic Monthly magazine that says the real problems are being overlooked. Chris Mason, a 23-year veteran of Navy intelligence and more recently a member of the U.S. Foreign Services on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, writes in the article, "Counterinsurgency is Local," that more Americans have now been killed in Afghanistan since the invasion began than in the first 9 years of the Vietnam War, and that currently the strategy is all wrong. Welcome, Chris.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So President Bush says to restore security in Afghanistan means more troops. Do you think that's true?
I think more troops would help, but the problem, as I see it, is not so much how many troops there are as how they're distributed.
And what their focus is. So how do you believe that they should be distributed? What's wrong with where they are now?
Well, we've concentrated a lot of our forces on a number of large fire bases around the country. There are certainly smaller fire bases as well. But the thrust of the argument that Tom Johnson and I make in the article is that we need to push more of these troops down to the local level.
So, in other words, Karzai, which you argue, you say that he is an illegitimate president, that too much time and energy is being spent on the central government of Afghanistan when they are not necessarily relevant to the people's lives. Explain where you think all of that attention should be focused.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Tom and I have argued that the core paradigm that's formed the basis of our strategy in Afghanistan for the last 7 years, extending the reach of the central government, is in fact precisely the wrong strategy. And the reason for that is that really only once in Afghanistan's history has there been a strong central government of the type that the new constitution mandates. And that was only kept in power a century ago with extreme brutality. So the central government in Afghanistan is strategically irrelevant. And the provincial government model is essentially a Western construct that exists as red lines on a map. If you look at history, every major foreign intervention in Afghanistan, from Alexander the Great to the British twice to the Soviets, have all controlled all the major urban areas, as we do, garrisoned them and attempted to administer and control Afghanistan from there, and all have failed.
And so when you talk about a culturally appropriate approach, that would look like what?
Well, we've argued that the provincial reconstruction team model is a sound model, but that there are too few of them on the ground, that a better approach would be to take that model and push it down to the district level by creating some 200 new teams of personnel that look like provincial reconstruction teams, but which operate at the district level.
So that there's greater, that the people see it closer up because that is who they are relying on in these various towns and villages?
Right. I mean, the essential problem in Afghanistan is that we're not able to provide security in the rural areas 24/7, 365. Having a dedicated team in each district of, say, 100 personnel, most of whom would be providing force protection, would, I think, enable a number of things. It would enable the local police departments to put up a better resistance to Taliban incursions. It would enable more local development. And it would give, I think, all of the local communities, and particularly the local political structure, the local councils or tribal elders, more of a sense of reliable security. And then that would enhance, in turn, their willingness to stand up to the Taliban when the Taliban comes to intimidate and take control.
So currently, where is this tribal support in the list of priorities in the U.S. policy?
Well, that's the rub. We feel that too much attention has been addressed to this top-down model of trying to do nation-building from the top down. And we have not made gaining support at the local level enough of a priority, hence, you know, why we argue that all counterinsurgency is local.
And so let's listen to something President Bush said not too long ago.
They will show the citizens of Afghanistan that the government and its partners will stand with them in the battle against the Taliban and the extremists. They will help clarify a stark contrast in Afghanistan. While the terrorists and extremists deliberately target and murder the innocent, coalition and Afghan forces risk their lives to protect the innocent.
That was President Bush talking about the announcement of 4,500 reinforcements that will be sent to Afghanistan in February. What's your take on that?
You know, I think more troops can help if they're the right kinds of troops and they're in the right place. But frankly, a few more brigades of Western soldiers and a few more $1 billion are not going to change the direction of this conflict. In my view, we need a fundamental course change to reverse the momentum. Sadly, I don't see that coming at this point from this administration or the international community. It's our view that we need to turn the strategy right side up, that 7 years of this top-down model of nation-building mm-hmm. and trying to create a strong central government where that is just anathema has clearly failed.
Chris Mason, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, glad to be here.
Chris Mason is a senior fellow at the Center for Advanced Defense Studies who recently served in the U.S. Foreign Service on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. You can read his article in this month's Atlantic Monthly.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.